Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, and welcome everyone to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We just give God praise and all the honor and glory for his presence with us tonight. And we thank God for you taking the time to tune in, and we just give God all the praise and thank him for the opportunity to be able to come together and study and bring forth his word. And tonight is a special program as we are going forth this week in celebration of the Thanksgiving holiday. We're going to have a night of Thanksgiving and praise. And we have one in the house in the likes of Mother Pat and Sister Pat Gallo, who is no stranger to New Season Ministries nor the broadcast, and she's going to talk with us about Thanksgiving and praise. And we're just going to enjoy the program and enjoy the presence and the blessings of God tonight. Praise God. But before we get started, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And I think it is appropriate if you would join with Charles Jenkins as he celebrates and shares with us about the awesomeness of our God. Listen and be blessed. Amen.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Strength where I've been weak.
Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is absolutely no one like our God. Indeed, he is an awesome God, a great Father, an awesome healer, our protector, our provider, our friend. Oh, my God, he is our all in all. And we just give God all the praise tonight and let him know by sharing our love and our thanksgiving to him. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and Pastor Jasper's going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. And then I'm going to turn the microphone over to Mother Pat as we bring her into the studios. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. The Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We thank you on today, Father. Lord, thank you for your awesomeness and your goodness and your mercy and your grace, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. All that we do, we get honor and glory unto you, Father. And we pray, Father, for tonight that thy will be done, Father, Lord. Pray that your word go forth, Lord, and just open our hearts and our minds to the things of God, Lord, to receive your kingdom word on tonight, Father, Lord, and just be ever so grateful, ever so thankful in God's kindness and God's goodness, Lord. Amen. Majesty, dominion, and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God. We thank God for another opportunity to just share in the study of his word tonight. As I said, we're going to dedicate tonight to a time of giving thanks to our Almighty God for who he is and all that he's done in our lives. You'll get an opportunity at the end of the broadcast to share in this discussion. If you'd like to just openly share and give God thanks for all that he's done in your life. You see, what he's done in your life, even though it's a blessing, it may be a different blessing than how he's blessed my life. And so nobody can tell it and like you can. So here's another opportunity for us to be able, again, just to give God the praise. Oh, so I'm going to go ahead right now, and I'd like to bring in I call her our wisdom warrior, praise God, of New Season Ministries, and none other than Mother Pat Gallo. We give God the praise tonight. Mother Pat, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I tell you, I just thank God. Tonight that song was even just more appropriate for what I'm going to minister on. So I want to thank you, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa, for this opportunity to share. You know, like Jeremiah say, it was in his bones and just couldn't hold it no more. So I just got to share this here. I've been so excited and with praises and thanksgiving. So I thank God. So let me just pray before I get started. Father, as I come to you tonight, I come thanking you in the name of your son, Jesus. We enter into your presence through his precious blood. And Lord, Father, we thank you for these words that you have given unto me to share with the body of believers. And I believe you, Father God, that before it's all over, we will have a praise dance, a praise shout, and encourage each and every one as we come before you with a heart of thanksgiving and grateful because you are an awesome and a mighty God. Amen. You know, everybody, I would think everyone would remember this scripture. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now you think about it. The dog got breath. The cat got breath. The bird got breath. And even, this is a joke, but it's true, something I'm going to have you laugh. And even the roaches got breath.
All right.
And why I brought that up, I heard a story over the week. And it came from Pastor Sharon Nesbitt. And she was talking about praise and everything. And she was saying about anything that got breath, he said, let everything that got bread praise the Lord.
Right.
So it was a young lady that had an apartment, and her apartment was infested with roaches. And she said, Roach, you got bread, you're going to praise the Lord. And then later, she came back about 15 days later, and guess what? Those demon roaches was gone. I said, praise God, right. Hallelujah. Everything that got bread got to praise the Lord. I get out of here. Because, you know, if you got bread, praise God. So anyway, and she was saying that, I kind of laughed about that and stuff, but it makes sense. If he said you got bread, praise him. Okay, God inhabits the praises of his people. And you know, we think about inhabit. That means he lives in us. And when we praising him, it's just like life just take on a new meaning. When we praise God and know that he's in us and he's enjoying and he just loves to hear his children praising him and giving him thanksgiving.
Amen.
And so with that being said, I want to go to this scripture. It comes from Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 19, out of the King James Version. I'm going to read it, then I'm going to break it down. It says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Now, who is those them? It's us, okay? Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them, that's us, the voice of them that make merry, who is that? That's us. That we make merry. And I, now that's God, and I will multiply them. And they shall not be few.
Amen.
I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Now, to me, when I read that, I said, well, my God, as I bring thanksgiving to you, you will multiply me, bring thanksgiving and be it merry, joyful in my thanksgiving. That you will multiply, and then you will glorify me. And you know, that's the thing. Because we all want to increase in God. And how will we increase? Thanksgiving and praise. Making merry before God. He will increase us. And then, I feel like this. When he multiply us, we may have been few in the beginning. But then as our praises and our thanksgiving of the Lord catch on to the next person, then we add it. We continue adding people into the kingdom. Because who wants to serve a God when your face looks like you just drank lemon juice? Nobody. I know I wouldn't. But I just thank God that he provided for us to have to be thankful in all things and to praise him from the deepness of our heart because of how awesome he is. So I will share this story about a little boy. I heard this several years ago. And it kind of leads into how good God is. So this little boy, he wanted a bicycle. And he asked his dad for a bicycle. And his parents told him, said, no. They never denied him. He said, well, not at this time, but we will see about getting your bike. So the little boy, he kept going to his daddy. Now, mind you now, he hadn't got the bike. He kept going to his daddy and said, Daddy, I sure thank you for my bicycle. Every day he was telling his daddy. Now, daddy started thinking, well, he thanking me for his bicycle, and we haven't gotten it. But that daddy had provision to come, and he got that little boy his bicycle. Now, just imagine when we go to our daddy, our father, and we give him thanks for things that we didn't ask him for already. Now, mm-hmm. all we're going to do is go back and forth. Daddy, I thank you. I thank you that you did this, you did that. Whatever we have asked, we have a heart of thanksgiving because he's going to move on us with that heart of thanksgiving. Didn't he say in that scripture that he will multiply them? Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He said, I will multiply them and I will glorify them. So anyway, in our thanksgiving to God, it releases his power. It releases his power. He multiplies us. He glorified us. And the secret of multiplication is praise and come in agreement with God's word. That's how things get to be multiplied. Now, when you mumble, complain, grumble, you know what happens? You can open a curse to come upon your life because you're snared by the words of your mouth. So if I'm mumbling and complaining, oh, this ain't not going to never happen. Oh, da, da, da. You know, awesome. Oh, just forget it. You know how people do when they get frustrated? They just throw up their hands and say, well, forget it. Well, then, okay. You say forget it. Guess what? It's forgotten. But when you come before God with the praises and thanksgiving and thanking him for it, you get what you say. You have what you say. You call those things that are not as though they are. Now, I want to share this for myself. And I do believe everyone that's on this line, when you think of the goodness of God, mm-hmm. the Lord, the goodness of God, the Lord, you cannot stay still and you can't stay quiet. Because when you think about, Lord, you delivered me out of this, Lord, you provided this, or whatever, you can't help but thank him. Sometimes I find myself in during the day, several times a day, nothing happens, but I'm saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, I'm thanking him in advance for whatever's coming up. You see what I'm saying? You got to stay with an attitude of thanksgiving of what God is doing in your life. You think of, like I say, you think of God's goodness. You give him thanks. And it may sound elementary, but when you get in an area of just wanting to praise him and talk to him, he will bring it to pay. Now, we are thankful to God for so many things, his awesomeness, his presence, his power. And we thank him for his faithfulness. We thank him for salvation. We thank him for our healing. We thank him for peace. We thank him for provision. We thank him for deliverance. We thank him for his presence. Just having his presence, we thank him. We thank him because when we are thankful, I heard it was said that our voice have a sound in the heavenly, and it stops the enemy. Your praise and your thanksgiving stop the enemy. Because the enemy got planned to take you out. But when you praise and you give thanksgiving to God, it's just like you put your hands on the neck of the enemy and stop the activities of the enemy. So we thank God. We thank God so much for what he is in us and to us and for us. We thank him that our praise is a weapon. as I said earlier, is a weapon against the enemy. Our praise puts our hand on the neck of the enemy. It stops him. I have to repeat that just so you can hear and understand the importance of your praise and your thanksgiving, because in this day and time, so many demonic spirits is out. So many demonic things that's trying to take God's people out. So many things that even in our government is trying to do to shut the mouths of the Christians and push on other agendas on us. But, you know, we got to open our mouth. We got to praise God and thank God for these things to start turning around. Because I believe when the words say, if his people, he didn't say John Doe or Mary Sue that don't know him. He say when his people would repent and praise and come before him, he would turn these things around. He didn't he didn't say 100% of the people. He said his people. And his then the people. Other thing he says, I want to share, you know, we all got things that God has done, but I want to share my list. I'm going to share you my list, but I guess so much more I can add on to this list. For the sake of time, I'm not going to just bring it out so long, but I'm going to share this part. This is my list, okay? What I am thankful for. He woke me up this morning. I thank him. He allowed me to see another day to be able to praise him, to glorify him, and share his word with someone else. I'm thankful for that. Then I said, I have the activities of my limbs. There are some people that they can't move no more than their eyes. I am so thankful that I'm able to walk around and still have activities of my limbs. Then I'm thankful that he woke me up in my right mind. It's so much so much evidence of mental illness all over. Somebody's depressed. Somebody oppressed. Somebody want to commit suicide. Somebody want to do a shooting here or whatever. But he woke, I'm speaking for myself, okay? He woke me up in my right mind, and I am thankful that I'm able to worship him and to praise him. Now, the other thing is, I am not confused. Even though I say he woke me up in my right mind, this is why I'm not confused. I'm not confused to whom I believe, to whom I belong to. I know who I am. And you see, sometimes people go under a depression because they don't know who they are in Christ, if they're in Christ. You see, because sometimes things will come on you and you think, I don't wonder. I know that there is a God. I know that I accepted him. I know that I've been baptized. And I know he has filled me with his Holy Spirit. And he has given me joy. And he has given me peace. Oh, yes. An awesome God. Awesome God.
Amen.
And then,
amen.
And then the other thing I want to say is this. Is that... I didn't get, you know, you be wondering, you know, some things happening in life. Lord, I didn't get a phone call last night of anybody having any incidents or accidents or leaving out. That's something you think for every day when you get up and you didn't get those kind of calls. You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing I am so thankful for and I praise him for, hallelujah. I was not a victim of a drive-by shooting. One while it was getting crazy. People passing by here in Lake Charles a couple of years ago, a baby, 6 years old, in our house with her family, drive-by shooting, baby was killed. So we got to thank God that he sent his shield and his protection over us. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful and I'm praising him that I'm not a victim of that. And then the next one I say is, I thank God that I have shelter. There are people that are on the streets and don't have a place to go. But we got shelter. We got food. And we got clothing. And you know, it may not seem to be a big thing, but it is a big thing to someone that don't have it. So we got to be thankful for where we at and what God is doing in our lives. And then, you know, you just don't keep it to yourself. I'm telling you.
No.
And
no.
I am also. Tell it. I am also praising God that he's meeting every financial obligation. You know, sometimes you get so bogged down in bills or you may lose a job or have a decrease in your hour. And all these people start calling and calling and calling. But you know, God is good that he meets your every need. We all always say, meet my needs spiritually, physically, emotionally, and financially. Because we need finance to do the things that God called us to do. And then the other thing I'm thankful for is God has blessed us, or blessed me. I got to speak for myself, to be a blessing. But he ended up letting me be a blessing with a word or to do something to help somebody else. So that's another thing that we should be thankful for, because he said we're Abraham's seed. Abraham was rich, and he said he would be a blessing. You'll be a blessing. You're made to be a blessing to others, and I'm thankful for that. And then last, wish I could go on, but last is this. I am not a person, I'm going to say it again, I am not a person without hope. All my hope is in Jesus Christ, in all that he has said and done and is doing for me. Now, I want to share this little part before I hang up, before I stop. I am so thankful that this year in 2023, God allowed me to see, I call her my little daughter, Erica, to see her grow spiritually with all the things that she's went through. She had a major heart attack. She's still here. And she is growing stronger and stronger, and she comes, and we have Bible study together. That's a blessing to me. And then I have my grandson and my granddaughter-in-law. Both are saved, and they are on fire for the Lord. Now, you know, that's a granny. Loves to hear that about her grandchildren, as well as her children. But these grandchildren, this younger generation in their 20s, they got the energy and the strength to go out and reach others when we younger folks like me can't go out like we would like to go. But we can share and pass a baton to them. And this is what's happening. And then the other thing is I was so excited. My little great-grandson, they are teaching him. He's 2 years old, and he's saying, amen, amen. So that's exciting to me. And so with this, my sisters and brothers, I pray that you be encouraged. Okay. To give thanksgiving like you never have before, because it'll stop the enemy, and God will multiply you, and he will glorify you, and then you'll give him praise, because our praise will stop the hands of the enemy. So with that, I'll say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Jasper, Pastor Lisa, for me sharing this. And when I just think about the goodness of the Lord, that's so that nobody can tell it like me. And I'm you all feel the same identical way. Nobody can tell your story better than you can of the goodness of our God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Pat, for reminding us. And yes, of our praise, and that it stops the enemy in his path. You know, our praise is a spiritual weapon of warfare. Thanksgiving,
yes,
and praise. What we have to do is know how to open our mouth. And when we open our mouth and begin to praise God, even when we don't feel like it, that's what the word means when it says that you are to bring a sacrifice of praise.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. To know how to open your mouth and praise God and begin to reflect back. And you know what? When you begin to praise, oh, my Lord, that the mountains move, and oh, the anything of the enemy has got to get out of the way. I just want to share this, and thank you so much, Mother Pat, for sharing those powerful words of thanksgiving and praise, and the testimony.
Amen.
And before I open up the lines of others that I'm going to give the opportunity to chime in, I just want to share these words and the lyrics of this song because it is so relevant about your praise. It says this, and this is When I Praise by Alvin Slaughter. He says, when I praise your name, talking about the Lord, heaven stops to listen. When I praise your name and with honor bow before you, when I bring a sacrifice that you're so worthy to receive, oh, Lord, I know you hear me when I praise. When I praise, my heaviness can't stay. When I praise, don't you know mountains move and seasons change. When I praise, in spite of my circumstance, I give you the chance. Oh, Lord, don't you know you? I know you hear me when I praise. When I praise, when I praise, when I praise your name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And so when we praise, we have to recognize that God, he listens. And as Mother Pat shared earlier, he comes down and he dwells within us.
Mm-hmm.
He inhabits the praises of his people. So won't you take the time just to give God some praise tonight? If God's done something for you, this is an opportunity. Oh, you can start before Thursday. You can give him the praise right here and right now. Yes, every day should be a day of praise and thanksgiving to our Most High God. Just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. As Mother Pat shared, can't nobody share it like you can. Can't nobody tell about the blessings of God in your life like you can. So we just give God all the praise. Press 1 on your dial pad. Caller number 4344, go right ahead. Has God done something for you, my dear sister or brother? Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. This is Erica Lewis from Lake Charles. Mama Pat is who I was referring to. And I come to you and I say, I am so thankful for my relationship with God. I've
Amen.
Known since I was a little kid that God has always been there, but you just didn't have the word to back it up. But when you get into the word, God reveals himself to you in so many more ways.
Yes,
that
does.
I am just so thankful for. I have been through a lot in my life, and I know had it not been for the grace and the mercy of God, I would not be here, and I wouldn't be standing here in the mental state that I am in. So I give all praise and honor to him, and I ask that he continue to give me the discernment I need so that I may be a light that shines so bright that God, people would see God through me and turn their life over to Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you so
Sister Lewis. What a powerful testimony of thanksgiving and praise. She said that she is so thankful, first and foremost, for her relationship with our Heavenly Father, with Almighty God. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, yes, it is to be named in the kingdom of God, to know that you are a child of the Most High God, that you're saved and set free, redeemed by the power of Almighty God and the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes. Amen, amen, amen. Is there another tonight? Oh, I know we got more thankful people out there than one. Come on, y'all. Oh, yes. Come on. Praise God. Praise God. Caller 4294. Yes, Associate Pastor Manley, talk to us tonight. God bless you.
Good evening. Good evening. How y'all doing, pastors? We sure appreciate y'all.
Good evening.
Amen. Appreciate y'all so much. I bring you greetings again from Lake Charles. A wonderful message from Mother Pat. And I would just like to say that I am thankful for the wisdom that belongs to the age and the understanding to the old. As it says in Job 12:12, reminding us the value of speaking with older adults. I think not sometimes we take our older people for granted, and we think that they don't know anything or they're behind. They don't know how to work a computer. They don't know what's going on. But the Bible tells us that the elders are to teach the younger. They have wisdom
that's
way beyond some of our thinking and our knowledge. And I thank God Mother Pat has come forward with her wisdom and knowledge. And I thank God for this ministry, for recognizing it and allowing her to come forth and to teach us younger women and younger men what thus saith the Lord. Because the expertise of the older men and the older women is going to help us to make decisions that are important about the kingdom of God. Because some things, you know, we think we're going to get on our own, and it's not going to happen like that. God is going to give it to the older to give it to us. We're waiting, thinking we can do everything by ourselves, but we need each other in the body of Christ. Everyone is needed. There's not a toe, not a finger, not a nose that's not going to be needed. We're all needed in this. So I just want to thank God that I was just sitting here just getting fooled, just thinking, you know, my mother passed on in 2013, but I thank God there are women in the body of Christ like Mother Pat and even other women who have dedicated their lives to helping and to teach those the understanding of the Word of God. It's just so vital. It's just so important. It's just so such a blessing. And I know she's blessing many in the listening audience today just from her voice. You know, you can tell by her voice she's a seasoned woman, that, you know, she's a loving person, and she has some age on her, but she has that age. It's like gold, y'all. It's like gold. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just like she just seasoned and just more gold upon her. And I just want to give her accolades and give her flowers now while she does walk upon the earth, and tell her, God bless you. God bless
That's
you.
Right.
And you keep on teaching, and you keep on believing that God has a word from you to the people of God, to the children, to the women, to whomever will listen. And I just thank God so much, and especially for Pastor, our wise pastors, Pastor Lisa and Pastor Jasper, our wise pastors, who also have words of wisdom, y'all. It's so important. Listen to your elders. Take the time. See what they have to say. Sit in attendance to the Word of God. If you hear them, she comes on Sundays at 11 o'clock. Sit in submission. Sit and listen to the wise words that are not the words of hers, but the Word of God that will help you. I mean, especially in these times where there's so many things going on, people don't know where to turn, because they're not turning to the wise. They're not turning to the age and the understanding of the old that the Word of God says they have for us. They have the knowledge and the key that needs us, that we need. We used to listen to our old people back in the day, you know. We used to listen with a sharp ear, like, but now people say, I don't want to hear what they old people. That's where your gold is. That's where your wisdom is, in your old people. For somebody like myself, whose mother has gone on, somebody once said, when an older person dies, it's like a library burns to the ground. As, just
God.
All that wisdom and all that knowledge. And when I think about it, I'm like, oh. And so if you haven't sat in attendance to someone who's wise and older, you missed all those stories. You missed all that wisdom and all that knowledge. And you can't get it once they're gone. So let's continue to listen, to learn, and to live, and just be thankful. Yes, I am. I am thankful to God for our old and aged adults and children of God. Thank you all so much. And I hope y'all all have a blessed evening.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Associate Pastor Manley, for sharing those words of wisdom. And we must know how to honor, how to cherish the words of those that are our elders. And as I shared before, Mother Pat, she wears the title as of wisdom warrior in our mindset, in our circle, because she, ever since I've known her, and it's like I've known her for years upon years, and it hadn't been a long time, but I can tell you that she has truly, truly poured into my life, as it talks in Titus 2 about the older women being able to share with the younger women. And it's not a whole lot of different age and years that's between she and I, but I praise God and thank God for her, and that everyone that I know that she's come in contact with. I mean, she from little babies that are young enough to understand, 1 and 2 years old, all the way up to those that are 60, 70 years old plus decades, she constantly pours in the word of God, and you cannot be in her presence and she don't tell you about the blood of Jesus Christ. And so let me tell you, we thank God for Mother Pat, and we need more elders. If more young people, a long time ago, it used to be that you would have the grandparents, many of them right in your own household, and there would be generations of family members that would pour back into to help that younger generation, where a lot of young people are missing that in this day and time. And a lot of that is what's going on wrong with God. He will, if you pray and ask, he will send a older person, someone around you that can pour into you. I know, because Mother Pat, she has been such a blessing to my family, and not only to our family, but to our ministry as well. So we thank God for her. We thank God for her. Praise God. So, yes, thank you, Associate Pastor, for sharing those words of wisdom. Also, too, we have caller 4848, Elder Hilton Britt.
All right,
come on and talk to us, Elder Britt. Praise God for you tonight.
I praise God. We give the Lord all the glory and all the honor. We thank you, Pastor Jasper, Pastor Constance, for the opportunity to just celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Mother Pat, for the anointing of God that's on your life, and the rich wealth of revelation knowledge that the Lord has deposited in you to share with the people of God as a mother and as a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for your words of wisdom and, again, revelation knowledge. What we learn from men, we can unlearn, but what we learn from the revelation knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ is a divine impartation in us and in our lives, which will carry us into eternity, because the words of God are life and health to all that find them. And we just thank you for that word regarding, you know, the words of our mouths, what we speak and what we say, and how that we should always say what God says. We should speak life. I think about as the children of Israel came out of Egypt, and they had seen all the miracles, signs, and wonders that the Lord performed through his servant Moses, and how he broke Egypt as a nation. But they weren't out 40 days before they started murmuring and complaining at the waters of Meribah, where they thirsted for water, and they challenged the servant of God, Moses, and they wanted to turn back and go back to Egypt, because they said, the Lord has brought us out here to die. And when we think about it, even as Mother Pat shared, every living thing, the Lord supplies the needs of every living thing, from the birds to the roaches. And God supplies the need to every living thing. He opens his hand and feedeth every living thing in this earth realm. And every man, woman, and child, the grace of God is poured out to us and shown unto us each and every day. This is a great salvation that is the Lord purchased for us through his precious blood. And by God's grace, it's available to every living soul. The Lord is the Spirit of the Lord calling out unto the sons and daughters of men each and every day. And we take so much for granted when we have our health and strength, when we have peace within our minds, when we have so much that as far as natural provisions that we enjoy. And what we don't have, God will supply to us. As she was speaking about how the young boy would come to his father and thank him for his bicycle and thank him for his bicycle. And then God provided. So God is our heavenly Father, and he is a great provider because he's given us, again, his very best when he's given us his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And every need will be met in our lives as we draw near to the Lord. And when I reflect upon my own life, all that the Lord has done for me, as again, from the time that I was born to this present day, I've never been hungry. I've never been homeless. I've never been without all my needs being taken care of. And so much the Lord has provided in abundance. He set me in a wealthy place, a blessed place, and he is yet taking care of me. I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. God is always faithful to his word. He's always faithful to his people as we draw near to him. And as we say what God says, speaking his word, declaring it to a lost and a dying world, God is faithful to his word. He will not fail. He causes his son to rise upon the just and the unjust, the scriptures say. And again, he is a provider. And all we have to do is humble ourselves under the word of God and draw near to God, and he will draw near to us, and he will meet every need superabundantly above anything that we can ask or think, according to his mighty word working in us. Because we serve a great God who's given us a great salvation through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is always faithful to his word. He will never fail us, and because he is faithful. He is faithful. Yes, even when we are faithless, he is always faithful. And again, the Lord has been good. He has been so good. He's kept me from death. He kept me from sickness and disease. He's kept my wife from death. And God, again, is a faithful God in all that he is and all that he does. And we give him glory and honor and thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Brett.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he is. That was powerful. He is a faithful God. Even when we are faithless, he is a faithful God. Oh, yes, he is. And praise God, we have so much, to thank him for. And, all we have, it doesn't take us far to be able to look back, and see the blessings of God in your life. And so we just give God all the praise and we thank him. I'm going to extend the invitation to anyone that's on the line that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in these closing minutes. And then I'm going to ask Mother Pat if she would be able to close us out in prayer. But if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, if you wondering, well, how can these people share of the goodness of God? I don't know him like that. Well, guess what? He's standing, Jesus Christ is standing with his arms open wide, waiting to receive you unto himself. All it takes is for you to open your mouth, as we've been talking. Open your mouth. The word of God said that in Romans 10:9-10, that if you but confess with your mouth, open your mouth and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I know that you are the Son of the living God. I know that you came to this earth and that you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of the world. Lord, come into my heart. because I want to know you so I too will be able to give you thanksgiving and praise so that I too, Heavenly Father, will have that relationship that these your other children are talking about tonight. I want to know you like that and then better and then some. And if you spoke just a simple prayer asking Jesus Christ to come into your life to redeem you of your sins, we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight. The word of God says the angels of heaven are rejoicing on your behalf. And if you made that choice and that decision, reach out to us at 404-281-0799. We will be happy to speak with you, and we would love to be able to be your pastors, even if it is remotely, or if you're in the Atlanta area, you can join us at New Season Ministries Worship Center at 245 Atlanta Street, McDonough, Georgia, and we would at 11 a.m. on Sunday. We'd love to have you. Well, praise God. We give God all the praise. What a powerful program. Thanks to all of those that shared of the goodness of God in their life. Thanks to Mother Pat Gallo. I'm going to bring you back in again and ask you if you close us out in prayer. Thank you so much, Mother Pat, for sharing that powerful word. In the last few minutes, will you go ahead and close us out in prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I heard, wish I knew this, but I'm just sharing this. I can say amen, amen, and that means I agree. I agree with the word of God. I agree
amen.
With my sisters and brothers that shared their testimony of the goodness of the Lord. So, Father God, we come before you thanking you. Thanking you once again for what you have done in this hour. Father, we believe without a shadow of a doubt that someone has been encouraged to give you thanks and to praise you because, Lord, Father, your words say you will multiply us. We may be few, but when you multiply us, we be greater in you. So we thank you. Now, Lord, Father, God, I ask you to cover every person that is up on this line. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Send forth your angels to watch over them and keep them in all thy ways, O God. And that, Lord, Father, God, you'll give them a word to be able to share with someone else that may be going through a tough time or don't know you. Father, that you would use them in not just during the week of Thanksgiving, but use them throughout their life, throughout their walk, oh God, to bring forth your praise and to give you thanks for everything that you not only have done, but you're going to do and what you're doing right now. So I ask you, Lord Father, to seal these prayers. I seal these prayers in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you that you heard our prayers, and we already know without a doubt you have answered our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat, for that powerful closing prayer. And we pray that you go forth and have an awesome, blessed week in the Lord. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone online on the line, and we pray that you go forth and just enjoy the blessings of God, and to God be all the glory. We love you. Have a blessed night, and God bless you.
And a closed mouth don't get fed.
Amen. Love you all. God bless.
Let me hear the worship. Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. praise.
Every praise.
Just know that praise is bringing you out right.